Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired. Feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. You gotta turn within you. You gotta find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to fall flat on your face.
Holy shit, dude.
I think it's been about 2 weeks now since I've been able to jump on and do this therapy session. That's really all this comes down to. It's like if some people might say this, hey, it's a pretty good radio show, or it's a pretty bad radio show, or it sucks, or whatever. Truth is, I'm just too damn broke to pay for a therapist. So I'm going to spend about a half hour, 45 minutes, somewhere in that area, talking to nobody. Because there's not like there's anyone on the side of this invisible fence here seeing what's going on. It's really just me getting my therapy out. And, you know, you can mock it, have a good time with it, think what you will. But maybe somewhere along the way, just maybe, you might laugh a little bit. So we'll see what happens. So welcome to the From the Mind of Chaos. I would happen to be Chaos. How did I get that name? The boys just started kind of calling me that. Kind of works with my first and last name anyway. It's not like it's, I know what would be fun. Let's just call me Chaos. I think this one was actually granted to me by Gov, Snowflake, and Hollywood. So, thanks, fellas. Shoe fits. Might as well fucking wear it. So, excuse me. Sorry. My bad. Didn't mean to do that in the mic. We did a Thursday night show on Sports Our Way. We had everybody on. It was great. It was great to have everybody on. So, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, check out Sports Our Way on iTunes. It's on Blog Talk Radio as well, obviously. So depending on what form you listen to this show or want to check out that show, definitely give it a listen. Snowflake was on. He had a good time. So it was cool. And I believe we're going to do one tomorrow during the day before the actual Super Bowl. But that's kind of up in the air. I'm sure the boys will let me know, and if they want to, obviously that would be awesome. It's always a good time. Plenty of stuff to get to this week. I haven't had a moment to sit down and keep up with what's going on in the world, so today just maybe some observations on what the fuck I see is going on in the world. So let's do some housekeeping, shall we?
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want men for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
So, to get in touch with the show or the station or whatever we're calling this nowadays, it was almost a full-blown station here a few months ago, and things did not work out the way that I anticipated them to be. So we'll see what else happens. But it's at chaos_radio on Twitter. You can find me at FNChaos. You can find the boys. Really, every time Wood says it, I have to put my head down because I'm not their fearless leader. These guys, Hollywood, Gov, and Snowflake, they are fantastic. They are the best at being able to do a show with. I just am along for the ride. So if you want to get in touch with them, you can find Hollywood at SOW Hollywood. Gov, you can find him at Governor_Baines. And, of course, Snowflake, you can find him at Kendall Scott. We had, it's pretty cool. Last Sunday, I got to jump on the show with Tommy Noodles and his Leaving Footprints show that he does part of this totally different than anything else that you'll hear on this station and associated with the guys. That's like a true, meaningful show. You know, family court system and how jacked up it is. Things along those lines. Check it out. You can find it again, the same place you find this show. You can find it on iTunes. Chaos Radio, I believe, is what it will be under. But, you know, some crazy stuff going on under that. Every time I listen to that show, I learn a little something new from. So definitely want to take a look at it and see what, I don't know, what you might learn. It's nuts. I have a friend who is about ready to go through a divorce, it sounds like. He's got kids, and he has no fucking idea what he's about to get himself into. And it's not going to be a pretty divorce. And somebody like him especially, so I told him to take a listen to the show. He might gain a few bits of insights from it. All right, so that being said, look, I may offend you, which sometimes that's the goal. If I do, again, at effing chaos, you know, send me all the hate mail you want. I really don't care. I'm happy to hear it. I take constructive criticism as well as anybody else. I fucking ignore it. So, you know, send it, I don't give a fuck, and we'll be good from there. Like, I was, YMCA is really close to where I work. One of the places where I work, I guess. I work like 15 different places. And as I'm driving by this place, I'm looking at it and I'm sitting there and thinking, you know, it's like got to be that and Chuck E. Cheese are like the got to be the pedophile hangout. So they got to be the place where like all the pedophiles, you know, come to go. Because people just walk in and out of those places like it's nothing. Like it could be anybody. I mean, it could be somebody who wants to touch, you know, your child or whatever. But, like, and then this is how the fucked up mind works. Not just not your fucked up mind, my fucked up mind. How my fucked up mind works. So I'm sitting there thinking, is there a rating system like pedophiles have? I mean, it's there's got to be one. I mean, there's got to be one to where, like, if there is a guy who likes 8-year-old boys, we'll say, he's got to have a way to judge him. For, like, all right, he's a 10. I mean, like, because Snowflake, well, I can't say Snowflake, never mind. Gov, Hollywood and I, when we go to Vegas, Snowflake still hasn't gone. I don't understand it. He's happy to shoot guns in his backyard, but he doesn't want to come to Vegas with us. What up, bro? Come on, come to Vegas. But we'll always say the same thing. There's a Vegas scale for women, and then there's a Vegas and an L.A. and a New York scale for women are probably about the same. Then there's, like, a Kentucky scale for women. And, like, a 10 in Kentucky, she's got 8 teeth. She's still got most of her hair. She only has a couple of tufts of hair on her shoulders. She knows what white meat is. I don't know. I mean, it's totally different than Vegas where, you know, you have just... that's all I can really say. So does the pedophile have the same type of rating scale, I wonder? Do they see one and they rate it? Yeah, I know, taboo, not supposed to talk about it. How could I? It's horrible. I'm going straight to hell. But, like, that's how, like, you just wonder. Because, like, certain parents who are afraid of their kids, you know, being touched, we'll say, have some of the ugliest fucking kids in the world. And they can't think the pedophile is going to like that. I don't know. I mean, it can't be something that they're into. But yeah, just saying, like, they should all be punched in the face, burned, killed, all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I it's the horrible, worst thing in the planet. And, like, I hope they all die. And I wish there was none in the world. But there's got to be a rating system. That's all I'm saying. I mean, like, any child gets their shit taken from them through that innocence, that person should be massacred. Slowly and just done. And I mean, you hear about these stories all the time. Which, think about that statement for a second. We hear about these stories all the time where they're I mean, we need to be better at that. We need to kill these people. They just need to die. I mean, they're really they're pedophiles. Kill them. Dead. Done. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a statutory rape where the 18-year-old slept with the 17-year-old and now they've got to register as a sex offender or anything like that. I'm talking, you have a confession, you have proof, you know for sure this person did it, they need to die slowly. Just saying. Just saying. That's it. So, all right. Yeah, I may have gone a little too far on the rating scale. There's got to be one. Doesn't mean it's right, because they need to die. That's all. They just need to die. Just need to die. So, another thing that kind of struck me kind of funny, is you ever walk through New York, or I guess maybe you see it on TV, you know, where they're going through the streets of New York, or just even around Memorial Day or something like that, and someone will be wearing a T-shirt or holding up a banner, or maybe it'll just be written on the wall somewhere on a building and say, remember 9/11. Remember 9/11. I'm sure nobody's forgotten 9/11, but for 5 minutes when you're, you know, having your lunch, eating a sandwich or whatever, you might have just thought about the God, I need more mustard on the sandwich. Oh, I forgot about 9/11. There's always, it always seems to be, remember the crazy event. Remember 9/11. Remember the Alamo. Remember the seven astronauts that went up in space and got all blowed up. You know, it's never, you know, remember that night with that menage a trois. You know, remember the time in Vegas when, you know, it was raining money. Or it's, you know, all the messages that are out there seem to be, remember when there was this huge tragedy in life, and let's not forget, let's not let these heroes die for any bad reason. Look, you know, they didn't die for a bad reason. They went out there and they fought for all the things that we were going for. The life, the liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and you know, because of everything they did, you know, it's not that we don't remember or have forgotten or anything like that. It's that that's the point. Because we get up every day and can do all the things we want to do without having to think about it 24/7, that's exactly what they fought for. Because if we're getting up every day and we're remembering 9/11 every 5 minutes, and we're depressed and we think how horrible it is that there was a couple of planes that went into a building and people died, well, that's kind of a depressing day. That's not something that I'm going to go, God, that's the way I want to start my day. Yeah. No. I'm going to start my day waking up to my beautiful girlfriend and rolling over and just getting all wrapped up in her. That's the way to start the day. It's not, oh, fuck, I forgot 9/11. Hang on, let me remember. Oh, shit, there was people jumping out of buildings while they were crumbling and hoping that they would survive the fall or not die a fiery death. That's not how I want to start my day. I'm not forgetting what happened, but it doesn't mean I need to sit there and think about it 24/7. Just saying. Come on. Don't forget 9/11. Shut up. I'm not going to forget 9/11, and I appreciate everything that happened. What really happened on 9/11? That's the question we talk about on all these shows all too often. Watch Loose Change. Have an opinion of your own and watch Loose Change. If you think that's all a bunch of bullshit, fine. That's okay. That is your opinion. That is totally your opinion. But saying that I should remember 9/11, and if the government has something to do with it, like some conspiracy theorists think they might, Scotty, myself maybe, Gov maybe even on that side, I'm not sure. I know he's a little ways to come over here. Then why in the fuck would I want to remember our government taking down a couple buildings and killing a bunch of our people? No, thank you. No, thank you. All right. I'm going to fly from subject to subject because I don't do transition material. It really doesn't matter. You know, it's not like you're hoping I can find a way to transition from one spot to another. Wouldn't it be kind of weird if you go to your favorite strip club and there was, like, the stripper's backstory in the wall, like, on the wall? Like, you have Diamond's childhood pictures that she grew up with her family and stuff like that. You know, her high school graduation photo, maybe even her freshman year of college photo. And then on stage three, we have Diamond coming out to I'm in love with a stripper. Would that kind of kill the mood for you a little bit, you think? You know, just kind of see the development of her life and how she got here? I think that would kind of make me go, what? What? No. No. I'm going to go, no. No. I don't want to do that. I don't want to know that. I mean, you know, there are the big song right now. It's funny, we were talking about it on Sports Our Way, because Let It Go from the animated movie that I can't think of the name of right now. Why do I want to say Fallen? That's not it, though. I know Fallen was a Denzel movie. Why? Whatever. So, whatever. Flicker, Fallen, whatever. I'm not even close. That just shows you how much I've watched this damn shit. Frozen. There it is. Flicker, Fallen, Frozen. I knew I'd get there eventually. Leave me alone. Quit judging me. So, like, they're singing the national anthem, the chick there is. And you know, if... it's funny, I have no idea where the fuck I was going with this, but, yeah, whatever. I'm kind of lost now. But the thing about all the, she was singing Let It Go, because that was our, that's kind of our motto at the strip club, is you go in, you let it go. I mean, and we always, you know, we could even say, hey, when we do Let It Go, it's pretty much just raining men. Yeah, when I let it go, it's raining men. Well, all of our semen, of course, has men. It's all men. All women, just men. That's what we all like to think, but that's not the case, obviously. But the backstory of the stripper would be something interesting. I think if I were to start a strip club and had the backstory of the stripper, that would be. I think the tips wouldn't be as good. I think I'd kill the mood. A lot of, you know, even if I handed out Viagra at the door, I'm pretty sure that if I showed childhood pictures of Diamond. Most guys, not all, because some are, you know, heartless bastards, would pretty much still have a hard time getting up and letting it go for the equation. And I think we'd have a special section, though. I would do it for Snowflake. I'd have a special section for Snowflake. I'd call it the Let's Go Antiquing section. It'd be for, you know, women over 60. They'd be strippers over in the corner. We'd call it the Let's Go Antiquing. Put them over there. You know, just, you know. That's our version of Throwback Thursday, you know. Some like cougars, some like super cougars. We'd definitely roll through with the Let's Go Antiquing section. That'd be kind of fun for him. But yeah, just that would be probably the most fucked up strip club I think that you'd ever come through. And then what we could do. Is we got to have, like, we'd have to do it in Colorado, because I think we'd have to hand out applesauce, as I like to call it, or weed when you come in. So it'd be like a $30 cover, and, you know, we would give you weed when you came in. So there'd be weed, there'd be Viagra, there'd be the Let's Go Antiquing section, there'd be the stripper backstory. But, like, getting high, it's an amazing thing. It's not like, you know, people... I get that a lot of people just want to be blown away every fucking time. They want their mind just blown. But I don't want to see Jesus every time I'm fucking high. There's certain, like, every now and then I want to go to the 99-cent store to get my weed. Because, like, there's only so many conversations I can have with Jesus or God or Yoda, whoever it is that I'm seeing that day. And it doesn't necessarily need to be mind-blowing. I can go get it down the 99-cent aisle. I don't need to go, like, all good all the time. Like, there was seriously this strand of weed that we were getting. It was, what was it, like, it was, like, Death Star was the name of it. Death Star. And there's an app out there. It's the app's called Leafy. Download the Leafy app, take a look, and it's literally, it's called Death Star. And you first, like, you're, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. That's going to give me a great high. Yeah, like, when you're seeing, like, images and hallucinations, phenomenal. But I don't need to see it all the time. And so, therefore, I guess what I'm saying is, as we open this strip club, we're pretty much not going to have the come see Jesus every time. You're going to get the ragaweed every now and then, too. You're going to have to. Because I don't want to do that to you. I don't want to do that to myself. No. No. And there's going to have to be some criteria. There's going to have to be some criteria that we're going to have to put in. Like, if you both found your pet on Pet Finder and your date on Match.com, you are disqualified from anything in life. You can't do it. One or the other, fine. Okay, fine. Because they work. I mean, Match.com, I get it. Well, here, let's say this. If you are Pet Finder and Farmers Only, either one of those two, boom, you gone. No chance. Can't talk to you. No, you're not allowed in the strip club. Can't come in the building. Because you are going to find a way to fuck shit up somehow. But, like, Pet and Match together, not cool. Match by itself, Pet, all right, cool, I guess. But what kind of life is it saying if you found your dog on PetFinder.com and you found your date on Farmers Only? I'm saying that you need to get out more. Walk around the world, breathe in some air, take your face out of your fucking phone, and figure out shit that's going on around you. Because that is fuck up. Totally fucked up. Totally. Jeez. No scarves are allowed, by the way. Women cannot wear scarves in the strip club. These are rules for the strip club. Yeah, and there's a theme. Why? I mean, if you're thinking, why can't women wear scarves? I'm afraid that some of them might be hiding an Adam's apple. Yeah. I mean, seriously. You get into a place, and you see all these women with scarves, you're like, right, 50 women in here, I guarantee one of you have an Adam's apple. Guarantee it. I don't want to take that chance. Don't want to take that chance at all. Scares the hell out of me. Yeah, because some of them, like, some women, like, you got to wonder. Like, you'll find some that'll say, like, they don't have a preference. They don't have a preference. They'll date anybody. Doesn't matter, age, height, sex, anything like that. Caucasian, African-American, Asian. Just got to wonder, like, is a woman who is dating or okay to date or has dated multiple races, you just wonder if their vagina is like a socket set. Well, all right, we're going to go with the black guy tonight. Snap on, snap off, we're good. Click that in, tighten it down, good to go. I feel like getting a little Asian tonight. All right, we got the tool for that one over here. Snap on, snap off, good to go. It's just one of those things. And I'm just saying, I get it. Guys have some decisions that they make in their life with certain women. The decisions are pretty much based on two criteria. There's two things that will dictate a man's decision making. So women, don't kid yourself. This is really where they come from, especially when it's somewhere along the lines of any type of sexually related thing. Two decisions. My balls are full decision or my balls are empty decision. Now, if it's along the lines of the balls are empty decision, in this case you're going to run into the more sane, the more logical answers. The balls are full decisions. Usually that's going to come along the lines of, I just need to get to my balls being empty. So just take that in mind. It's almost like if you want to understand what type of man you're dealing with, just ask him within the first couple minutes of the conversation. Just say, hey, have you had any in a while? Have you let any go in a while? Did you go off? Have you gone frozen anytime soon? Have you let it go? If it's no, then you know, like, all right, so this is the way the path is going to be headed tonight. This is how this whole thing is going to go. If they've gone frozen here within the past, you know, hour, we'll say, maybe it depends on the guy, maybe even day, some are day, usually it's hour for most, but we'll say 3 hours to be safe. But if they've unloaded, then you know you have an entirely different conversation that you can have with them. You know, there's going to be a moral point of view. It's going to be something like, I don't know, just it's going to be a whole different scenario. And if you're out there, and here's how you test it, really. Here's one of the things you really, as women, that you totally should test. Think about this. I'm sure I don't have many women listen to the show, but in case I do, in case the four of you that are listening, here's what I want you to test. Do you have a guy friend? Like a guy that is just your friend only, that, you know, you believe there is no sexual overtone and nothing's going to happen. Why don't you call him? Call him and say, I want to come over and suck your dick. Or I'm coming over to suck your dick right now. $100,000 says, no, we're just friends. Do not come over and suck my dick. Do not do it. Don't do it. That can be a, especially if it's, well, I guess you could start your conversation by saying, hey, when's the last time you had sex? And if he said it's been a month, well, you know, he's making a full ball decision. And then if you just say, hey, I'm going to come over and blow you, then watch. I mean, there's no just friend conversation being had there. It is just, you may think it, and I can't believe you fall for it, but you do. A lot of you guys do. It's amazing to me that that happens, but it's just not the case, you know? Because I guarantee, like you say, like, that's just your friend. If I called Gov and said, hey, Gov, I'm going to come over and blow you, he's, what the fuck are you doing? That, you are not, what? I mean, that's what a friend would say. Your friend would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Called one of your girlfriends, say, hey, you know what? I just brushed my teeth. I'm feeling a little good right now. Why don't I come over and lick your clit? If it's just your friend, she's going to say, what the fuck are you talking about? Try that with a guy. Try it with your guy friend. Almost guarantee you. Guarantee you how that's going to play out. Guarantee you. All right? Just think about that. Yeah? Yeah. And you're gonna ponder that. You're going to ponder that. You're going to be like, all right, maybe I should try it. I don't know. Do it. And then tweet me, at FNChaos, and let me know how it goes, okay? Yeah, guy friends. Jesus Christ. Take out that socket wrench. All right, that's really the ranting I needed to do. I need to get all that shit off my chest. It's out there. You guys do with it what you will. All right, just fucking do with it what you will. So I will be back at least next Saturday, probably sooner. I do enjoy doing the show, just like I love doing Sports Our Way with the boys. And hopefully Tommy Noodles will be back here in a couple weeks to do Leaving Footprints. So if you need anything, and remember, tweet me, at FNCast. Let me know how that guy friend thing fucking worked for you. Quick show. I got to get the rest of my day going. So with that, motherfuckers, I'm out.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair.